I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to Jazz Unlimited. Tonight our show is in two parts. The first part is our Keys and Strings Hour. And we're going to be comparing two pianists, both of whom have incredible technique. The first one, of course, is Art Tatum. The second one is a young Japanese by the name of Hiromi Uehara. And she hit the scene about 6 or 7 years ago. And so we're going to hear Art Tatum with Buddy Rich and Lionel Hampton with Red Callender and Joe Jones in solo piano work. And Hiromi will also be solo piano and also with her trio. That'll be coming your way following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. This is our Keys and Strings Hour, and we're playing music by Hiromi and Art Tatum, two pianists, basically 50 years apart, who just have incredible technique. We're going to start with Islands Azores from a 2009 recording called Place to Be on Telarc Jazz, and this is Hiromi on piano. Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Unlimited. This is our Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz, or jazz without horns. Tonight we're featuring two pianists. Hiromi, whom you just heard in 2009 in a solo piano recital of her own Islands Azores. We will hear Hiromi's Sweet Escapism with a trio in a bit. We're also going to hear Art Tatum, and we will hear him solo piano with a trio and with a trio of Lionel Hampton and Buddy Rich. So there's a lot of very, shall we say, rich music for you in the Keys and Strings Hour tonight. We're going to hear something from a 2-CD set called 20th Century Piano Genius. It's on Verve, and it was recorded in Hollywood at a private party in 1950. And the party was held at the house of Ray Heindorf. And Heindorf was a sound engineer. So there's a lot of this music that Tatum recorded just playing for this party. And it's in really good sound. So this is Art Tatum at Ray Heindorf's Mighty Like a Rose. Thank you. That was a 1950 version of Mighty Like a Rose, played by Art Tatum on piano. And that was recorded live at Ray Heindorf's Hollywood home in 1950. And it's on a Verve 2-CD set. If you're interested, call 20th Century Piano Genius. I'm Dennis Owsley. And tonight on our Keys and Strings Hour, we're listening to the music of two amazing piano technicians, Hiromi Uehara and Art Tatum. We've got Art Tatum with Buddy Rich and Lionel Hampton and in a trio, and also recreated with absolute accuracy on a computer. So you'll find that interesting. Now we have a station break. Following the station break, we're going to hear Sweet Escapism. It's a rather long piece. The three parts are reality, fantasy, and in between. And Hiromi is on piano, Anthony Jackson bass, and Simon Phillips is on drums. This is a 2012 recording. We'll be right back. was Sweet Escapism, which had three parts, reality, fantasy, and in between. And that's Hiromi Uehara on piano, Anthony Jackson bass, and Simon Phillips drums in 2012. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz Unlimited and being with me here specifically on the Keys and Strings Hour. Don't forget that the second and third hours, as we do every fourth Sunday of the month, is new music. So we will hear Sun Ra and Mike Pope and John Coates Jr. and a bunch of other people. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear three virtuosi. Lionel Hampton on vibes, Art Tatum on piano, and Buddy Rich on drums. This is a 1955 recording of Hallelujah, and it's the Art Tatum group masterpieces on Pablo. And that's one of the things that if you really like Art Tatum's work, you ought to have in your collection. So here is Hallelujah. Thank you. Dennis Owsley, and this is the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited for June. And we're listening to Hiromi and Art Tatum, both pianists with amazing technique. We heard Hallelujah with two other guys and Art Tatum that have amazing technique. Lionel Hampton on vibes, Art Tatum piano, and Buddy Rich on drums in 1955. We've got Tim Warfield and Sonny Rollins from Roadshows Volume 3 coming up, so please stay tuned. And one of the things about Hiromi is that she uses a lot of dynamics. In other words, loud passages and soft passages. I don't think we can really compare Art Tatum to her in that way because of the more primitive recording techniques that were in 1954, 1955. But they recreated a solo concert at the Shrine using the Zenith computer technology, and we're going to hear from that recreation, I Know That You Know. And at one point in there, Art Tatum is playing at a tempo of a quarter note is about 400, and it's from 1949, right here on Jazz Unlimited following the station break. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two from Art Tatum closes off our Keys and Strings Hour tonight on Hiromi and Art Tatum. The first one was Just One of Those Things, the Art Tatum Trio with Art on piano, Red Calendar bass, and Joe Jones on drums in 1956. And then I Know That You Know from Piano starts here live at the Shrine on Sony Classical. Art is heard on piano, but it was recreated by a computer, which did a very accurate recreation of what he played in that 1949 concert. Please stay tuned for Sonny Rollins, Tim Warfield, and Sun Ra, and Blue Delight that will be coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited right after this station break.